Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include New Canadian Prime Minister expresses concern for the persecuted Falun Gong. Miss Canada barred from China. I hope people see courage and hope in the story. Human Rights Day. European leaders call for former Chinese dictator to be brought to justice. Over 380,000 in South Korea signed petition urging prosecution of former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin. Slovakia, candlelight vigil for Falun Gong persecution victims held in Bratislava. And, police officer, who really wants to do this wicked thing? Now for the stories. New Canadian Prime Minister expresses concern for the persecuted Falun Gong. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, who assumed office on November 4, 2015, brought up the persecution of Falun Gong and other human rights issues in China as he met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, summit in the Philippines last month. Judy Segro, Member of Parliament in Canada, confirmed this at a rally in front of the Capitol on December 9th. She said, "I am pleased that as a Liberal member of the Parliament, I bring greetings to you on behalf of Prime Minister Trudeau. I am also sharing with you the fact that in the recent meeting that Prime Minister Trudeau had with Chinese leaders, the issue of human rights in China, specifically the persecution of Falun Dafa, was raised by Prime Minister Trudeau to the Chinese president." The rally was held the day before International Human Rights Day, which is observed on December 10th every year. Falun Gong practitioners and supporters from Toronto, Montreal, and Ottawa attended the event. Six MPs and two former MPs spoke at the gathering. More than 95,000 signatures calling for an end to the suppression in China were presented to the MPs at the event, who will pass them on to the Prime Minister. The Canadian government was one of the first governments that spoke out against the persecution when it began on July 20, 1999, according to an article published in the Globe and Mail newspaper that same week on July 26th. Prime ministers in Canada have been supportive of Falun Gong practitioners ever since. Paul Martin, 2003 to 2006, speaking out on the importance of human rights. After former Chinese leader Hu Jintao visited Canada in September 2005, Prime Minister Paul Martin said he had a thorough discussion with him on human rights and raised the Falun Gong issue. He believed that better governance of a country needs better understanding of human rights. When Canadian TV station reporter Roger Smith asked Hu Jintao during a press conference on September 9th about Falun Gong practitioners who displayed photos depicting the persecution and torture, Hu Jintao sidestepped the question. But Martin replied, "Just as I mentioned in my comments, I did raise the issue of Falun Gong." He also said, "We believe that both economic development and better governance requires not only openness and transparency, but an understanding of the importance of human rights." Stephen Harper, 2006 to 2015, "Canada will not be silent on human rights issues." Prime Minister Stephen Harper has been a strong supporter of Falun Gong. He established the Office of Religious Freedom within the Department of Foreign Affairs and International Trade on February 19, 2013. In his remarks at the press conference marking the official opening of the new office, Harper specified the persecution of Falun Gong in China as one of the concerns of the Canadian government. In his speech at a press conference in 2013, Harper spoke out for the many people in China who are detained for their belief, including Falun Gong practitioners. "In the face of these injustices and atrocities, Canada will not be silent." The Canadian public has also paid close attention to the atrocities in China. During the federal election in 2005, the persecution of Falun Gong was among the three most discussed topics, according to letters received by the Prime Minister's office. Nearly 1 million signatures calling for an end to the suppression in China were collected and forwarded to the office at that time.
Miss Canada barred from China. I hope people see courage and hope in the story. Anastasia Lin, Miss World Canada, has been denied entry to China, making her unable to attend the Global Miss World Beauty Pageant at Sanya, China, on December 19th. The situation has drawn intense media attention, with CNN, the Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, Time, the New York Times, and many others picking up the story, Lin said that she was barred from China because she is a Falun Gong practitioner and she has been working to raise awareness of the persecution in China. Beauty with a purpose. Lin, 25, was born in China and emigrated to Canada at age 13. She graduated from the University of Toronto with a major in theater studies. She also studied history and politics. She is an actress and has had roles in films about human rights violations in China, including the persecution of Falun Gong. After earning the title of Miss World Canada 2015 in Vancouver earlier this year, Lin was scheduled to attend the beauty pageant held at Sanya, along with entrants from more than 110 nations. Chinese officials did not send her the documents she had applied for, so Lin boarded a plane to Hong Kong, where Canadian citizens are routinely given landing visas. But after verifying her identity, an officer said Lin was not eligible for a visa. He gave no explanation. Citing the ethos of beauty with a purpose, Lin explained that was why she participated in the Miss World contest. Determined to be a voice for the voiceless, she wants to advocate for human rights and help Canada to support universal values. I hope to show people that we should not bow to tyranny. Although I cannot make it to Sanya, I think I have achieved my goal. What are the Chinese authorities afraid of? Lin was not the first one on the blacklist. Several renowned actors have been listed as persona non grata, including Brad Pitt, Christian Bale, Harrison Ford, and Richard Gere. According to an article on the front page of the New York Times on November 27th, with the title China Bars Anastasia Lin, Miss World Canada, and Rights Advocate. But such mounting reactions do raise serious concerns. Lin said in Hong Kong during an interview, if they start to censor beauty pageants, how pathetic is that? In addition to appearing in films, Lin has also participated in forums related to human rights. During a hearing in July this year, organized by the U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China, she testified that at least 3,800 Falun Gong practitioners had lost their lives due to torture while in police custody in China. Many practitioners also became victims of forced organ harvesting. Several days after winning the Miss Canada contest on May 16th, security agents visited Lin's father, who remains in China, urging and threatening him to stop his daughter's involvement in human rights.
Human Rights Day. European leaders call for former Chinese dictator to be brought to justice. Five European leaders held up banners in their offices on World Human Rights Day calling for Jiang Zemin to be brought to justice for his role in the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Supporting the recent wave of lawsuits filed against Jiang by nearly 200,000 Falun Gong practitioners, the European politicians called upon the Chinese legal system to investigate the crimes against humanity that the former Chinese Communist Party leader has committed during the 16-year-long persecution, especially the state-sanctioned involuntary harvesting of organs from Falun Gong practitioners. Martin Patzelt, a member of the German parliament, said on his personal website that if the Chinese government is incapable or unwilling to investigate the crimes that Jiang has committed, the International Court in The Hague will step in. Early in April, Patzelt said on his website before a trip to China that he would ask the Chinese government why it persecutes Falun Gong, a group of people who have had only a positive impact on China. Professor Dr. Klaus Büchner, a member of the Human Rights Committee of the European Parliament from Germany, has condemned the Chinese regime on his Facebook account for the persecution of Falun Gong lawyers in Heilongjiang province. He has also written to the Chinese ambassador in Germany and the European Union, requesting the release of jailed practitioners in Heilongjiang. Dr. Cornelia Ernst, a member of the European Parliament from Germany, wrote to the Chinese Procurator General on July 20, 2015, urging him to investigate Jiang Zemin's organ harvesting crimes. The letter was co-signed by several parliament members and sent to the ambassadors in Germany and the European Union, the United Nations special rapporteurs on the issues of torture and freedom of belief, the procurator in The Hague, International Court, and several European politicians. In the letter, the European Parliament members expressed the belief that Falun Gong practitioners' courage will encourage more people to help stop the persecution.
Over 380,000 in South Korea signed petition urging prosecution of former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin. A press conference named 1 million people signed petition to report the crimes of perpetrator Jiang Zemin was held on in Seoul, South Korea, on December 10, 2015, World Human Rights Day. The South Korea Falun Dafa Association sponsored the event and announced that more than 1 million people in Asia, including over 380,000 in South Korea, had signed the petition calling to prosecute Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party. Spokesperson Dr. Wu Shili announced at the press conference that over 1 million people from Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Hong Kong, and Macau had signed the petition between July 1st and December 7th, 2015. Among them were over 466,000 from Taiwan, over 381,000 from South Korea, and over 63,000 from Japan. Dr. Wu said that the campaign is meaningful in helping to stop the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese regime and to urge China's Supreme People's Court and Supreme People's Procuratorate to bring Jiang to justice for his role in ordering the violent campaign against Falun Gong. South Korean International Association on Ethical Organ Transplant supports lawsuit against Jiang. Dr. Lee Sheng-yuan, director of the International Association on Ethical Organ Transplant, IAEOT, a non-governmental organization in South Korea aiming to eliminate illegal organ trafficking, said at the press conference that live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience had never stopped in China. The association conducted an investigation along with human rights organizations in Canada and other countries. Dr. Lee said IAEOT and Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting have worked together since 2013. We collected signatures to appeal to the UN to urge China to immediately stop live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. We have signatures of 385,405 people in South Korea, including 7,142 doctors. The campaign is ongoing. Background. In 1999, Jiang Zemin, as head of the Chinese Communist Party, overrode other Politburo Standing Committee members and launched the violent suppression of Falun Gong. The persecution has led to the deaths of many Falun Gong practitioners in the past 16 years. More have been tortured for their belief and even killed for their organs. Jiang Zemin is directly responsible for the inception and continuation of the brutal persecution. Under his personal direction, the Chinese Communist Party established an extra-legal security organ, the 610 Office, on June 10, 1999. The organization overrides police forces and the judicial systems in carrying out Jiang's directive regarding Falun Gong to ruin their reputation, cut off their financial resources, and destroy them physically. Chinese law allows for citizens to be plaintiffs in criminal cases, and many practitioners are now exercising that right to file criminal complaints against the former dictator.
Slovakia, candlelight vigil for Falun Gong persecution victims held in Bratislava. A candlelight vigil for the victims of the persecution of Falun Gong in China was held in the evening hours on Thursday, December 10, 2015, Human Rights Day, in front of the Chinese embassy in Bratislava. Participants commemorated the Chinese regime's suppression of Falun Gong that began in 1999. In the past 16 years, the campaign has claimed the lives of more than 3,900 documented victims, with the actual death toll believed to be much higher. Over the past decade, Falun Gong practitioners in Slovakia have collected 65,000 signatures condemning the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Slovakia has a population of about 5 million. Practitioners and their family members have so far filed more than 200,000 criminal complaints against former Chinese President Jiang Zemin, who ordered the brutal campaign to eradicate Falun Gong. Expressing solidarity with persecution victims, more than 400 Slovak citizens gave their signatures in support of bringing Jiang Zemin to justice.
Police officer, who really wants to do this wicked thing? Close to 50 Falun Gong practitioners from Chaoyang City and the surrounding districts of Liaoning Province were released by a detention center between November 24th and 26th, 2015. During their arrests and interrogations, the practitioners talked to the police about Falun Gong. The officers did not like being involved in the arrest of practitioners and expressed their thoughts about it. One police officer said with tears in his eyes, after listening to the practitioners, "While listening to what you said, I felt so sad. Honestly, I feel so sorry for you." Another officer said, "Our team has nothing to do with arresting practitioners. We only deal with murderers and robberies. However, we were notified by the city police department this morning that the director of the city police department gave the order for all officers in the area to arrest practitioners. We were also given a list and told that as long as whoever on the list did not sign the documents, they could not be released." He then added, "We also know that Falun Gong teaches people to be good and requires its practitioners to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. There is nothing wrong with that. So who really wants to do this wicked thing?" An assistant officer said, "They told me to come over here very early in the morning, saying that they wanted to get us together to arrest all of you. The day has almost passed, and I have been running around and didn't even get a chance to take a break. I only make a little bit over 1,000 yuan a month. I will quit after I get my pay this month. I don't want to be cursed for doing bad deeds for him," the director of the city police department. An officer who has taken part in the arrest of practitioners multiple times said, "I don't want to be a police officer in my next lifetime." One of the officers involved in the interrogation said, "Now I understand. I am a party member and I want to quit it."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.